are listening to Paramania Radio.
In the mall, during church. Do you have trouble keeping your pants on? Do you crave that glorious feeling of escaping the confines of leg tubes and butt barricades? There is a place you can go. Welcome to the No Pant Zone, the first Friday night of every month at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, only on Paramania Radio. The No Pant Zone. Freedom, oh sweet freedom.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Partners, printers, edgers, chatters, and heathens, welcome to the Haunted Chronicles episode 204. One potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato.
Potato more.
Tonight's guest is Fabian Trahan. Fabian is currently in the Haunted Chronicles green room playing with my Evel Knievel stunt cycle. By ideal. You know, in the 1940s, the Ideal Toy Company became the largest doll-making company in the whole United States. And their most popular dolls included Chrissy. Jennifer, I think you had a Chrissy doll.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Lena, Betsy Wetsy, and of course, Evel Knievel. And here's a word from our sponsor.
This is Evel Knievel and the Evel Knievel shock-absorbing stunt cycle. You can make him do wheelies, backstands, even mid-air somersaults. And for that big jump, here's Evel, up and over that four-foot ditch. Evel Knievel, sold separately or with the Evel Knievel stunt cycle from Ideal.
And that's Ideal. Tonight's show is also sponsored by a paranormal odyssey called Shadows Fall. And this event will take place in Chicago, featuring Karina Weidman of Paranormal Lockdown, the Kling Brothers of Ghost Lab, plus vendors and readers and ghost tours and Ghost Hunt with the Stars, September 8th at the Preston Bradley Center. Visit chicagohauntings.com. For event information, I am Mr. Haunted, joined by my Cherokee Choctaw alien, ghost busting co-host Jennifer Baby Soft Runyon.
Woohoo! My title gets longer, my entry every week, Jimmy.
It's time for break. I'm still going.
I know, right? Hey, I just have to say, Betsy Wetsy and Evel Knievel in the same sentence.
Never before.
Just I don't think that's ever happened before.
So. Never.
Yeah, never.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Busy week. Went wine tasting with some girlfriends. Never done it before. And had a fun time, and I was glad to be home. Not a casino girl. We were at a casino at the same time. And, yeah. So I had fun, but, that was my week. So, Jim, how about you? How are you?
Well, I have some stories for you. But first...
Yes.
I am happier than a Tunisian tent monkey repeatedly flipping a Western omelet, which incorporates peppers, ham, onions, and cheese, right? Whilst he's flipping these around in a freaking nonstick skillet, like he's freaking Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, whilst.
I had Martha Stewart first, and I said, that's boring, so it's Martha and the Vandellas.
Yeah, there you go. I like it. That's more random and weird. I love it.
I have two things to talk to you about before we bring Fabian in, who's playing with the stunt cycle there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spooky Steven.
That was really smart of you to bring
sharing.
That, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is overheard woman at work. Mm-hmm. Maybe we talk about these every once in a while. These are two I've never heard of.
Okay.
This woman, I swear, okay, one day she said, hindsight is 50-50. It's always 50-50. just nice to share. And this one's the best ever.
Okay.
You know when you have an argument with someone and you make up later?
Yes.
It's all water under the fridge.
It's so stupid, but it makes me laugh.
I know.
And I do it. I'm guilty. Oh. I make mistakes with some of the isms.
I made one the day I was making fun of people.
We have to stay humble, but we can laugh. Yes.
And I have a story that I said I teased you with, and I said I want to tell you about my Danny Zuko story.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. So last time we ordered pizza, I put it under the name Hemmings, which is the singer in a band my kids like, right? So they were embarrassed when I went in because they think that these people know what I'm talking about. They don't know. But anyway, so Holly ordered Domino's pizza to pick up. And I went to pick it up, and we're in the car, and I said, what name did you put under? And she said, Danny Zuko. So I And I had my pink Kevin Bacon shirt on at the time. I went into Domino's, terrified. And the guy behind the counter said, name, or is it Danny Zuko? He didn't bat an eye. Is it eye or eyelash? He didn't hesitate. He just got my thing. A lady came around from the back, smiling. She said, I wanted to see who Danny Zuko was. It was very embarrassing.
Did they want to see your ID?
Like, no, but they, imagine in their eyes, they think I called and said, I'm Danny Zuko, and I'm going to pick up a pizza.
You're getting quite the reputation around town.
This guy's a kook.
And I love it.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that does it for my little tidbit. Okay, I have a breaking news story, and then we're going to get to Fabian and celebrity birthdays. Breaking news. All right, this story comes from the British newspaper, The Mirror, I think it is. It's just from Monday. So a man says there's a ghost trapped in his creepy-looking doll. And you know what? If my eyes let me do it, I'll be able to share the picture of this creepy doll in the chat. Okay. This fella apparently bought a doll at a flea market. Mm-hmm. And it was like a flea market or some kind of rummage sale or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it has...
What?
I don't know. But he believes it has some kind of strange activity associated with it. Okay. This guy, Ben Canham, he's 21 years old. He's just a kid yet, of somewhere I can't pronounce in England. His interest was piqued when he saw the doll leaning against an old wooden box with a note warning that the doll and the box were found in... Okay, good. I posted that. The doll and the box were found in an abandoned car in 1990 and is supposedly possessed by two spirits, Sarah and Richard. So this Ben says... he says he experiences tapping and knocking coming from the box. His lights have been flipping on and off by themselves. And coincidentally, this guy also volunteers at the a place that just opened in England. I think it's the first of its kind there. It's called Haunted Antiques Paranormal Center in Hinckley. Ooh. So if you go by Hinckley, go visit them. And the note that came along with it read... The woman who found this in a car or whatever noticed that when she took it home that the lid would be open after she left it closed or closed when she left it open. And then she also heard giggling coming from the room where the box is stored.
Ooh.
So guess what? They sold it once and it was returned because the new owners got scared when they heard whispering coming from the thing. Well, guess what?
What?
The owner, this guy Ben Canham, jets into Haunted Chronicle Studios and shares the story with us June 22nd, I think it is.
That's fantastic. He's brilliant.
Haunted artifacts and working at the Haunted Museum.
That's fantastic. I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And, oh my God, Fabian is wrecking the room in there. Our guest tonight is a paranormal investigator, an ITC field researcher, app developer. Check out his website, FabianTrahan.com. That's FabianTrahan.com. He's also known as the Ghost Box Trucker.
Ooh.
Fabian, come on in.
Hey, Fabian.
In there.
Are you there?
How y'all doing? It's good to be back.
Aw, it's so good to have you.
You know, we can't even trick people. You're actually out on the road today, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Where are you?
Yeah, I got promoted.
Yeah, what part of the country
I'm up here near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh,
near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Very
holy
good.
Mackerels.
Hello, Cincinnati.
That was my favorite baseball team as a kid.
Right?
Yeah. So, Fabian, we're going to get to... You have some great stories to share with us. And first, you're familiar with celebrity birthdays. We're going to give you and play along in the chats. We're going to give you celebrities that appeared in a scary movie. And they have a birthday next week. And you're going to guess how old they're going to be. Okay. Brooke Shields.
Hi.
She was in Endless Love. The TV series Scream Queens, Tales from the Crypt, and she starred with my good friend Chris Atkins in Blue Lagoon.
Yes. Okay, Fabian, you go first because you're our guest.
Brooke Shields?
Mm-hmm. Brooke Shields.
So it was Brooke?
Brooke Shields.
Okay, trying to think. I'm going to say she's about 54.
Okay, 54. I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to say 51.
You're both correct. She'll be 53.
Oh, there you go.
So the average.
All right,
I had
baby.
To think.
Yeah.
I hate when I have to do that.
Oh, I know.
It hurts. Clint Eastwood. Who I looked up, and I was going to, as a fun tidbit, I was going to say his real name is John Jingleheimer, whatever. His real name is Clint Eastwood. How cool is he?
There you go.
Oh, wow.
He was in Gran Torino, Every Which Way But Loose, Magnum Force, and in my one of my top 25 favorite movies, The Unforgiven.
Mm. He's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think,
okay,
Fabian?
Jennifer, you go first.
You want me to go first?
All right.
All right.
You got it, buddy.
All right. I'm going to say, and I, you know what? I kind of think I know because I just kind of think I know. I'm going to say 85.
Interesting. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
He's going to be 88 years old.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay.
He'd still be
kicking,
crazy.
He's still be kicking out movies. He's still doing a great job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Directing movies and everything going on 90. Kind of reminds you of George Burns there.
Yeah. Right? That's awesome.
Very cool. We got one more for
88.
You.
88.
All right.
You're two for two, basically. Leah Thompson, our friend from Jaws 3D, Howard the Duck, The Haunted Lighthouse, and was Lorraine Baines McFly in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
She was so good in that movie. She was so good.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
No doubt.
Okay, what do you want to go first?
I have a crush on her. I'll go first. I had a crush on her.
I'm going to
say... I'm going to say 52.
Buckle my...
Shoe! Okay, I'm going to say 56.
She'll be 57, correct.
Oh,
son of a, are you kidding me? Wow.
That's what my eyes.
I thought she was around my age. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing.
So, Fabian, it's been a couple of years, I think, since you were on.
A couple of years. I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, it's been 2 years. And a few weeks.
We have a lot of new listeners since then. And I want if you could tell us that my favorite story, it started coincidentally, and I think it's happened in 1976.
Right.
Pick up sticks. In Pierce, Texas.
Yeah.
What
that's
there?
The one where I was in the that's the one I told you in episode 111. That was the ghost. That's the Pierce House or Pierce Mansion over in Pierce, Texas. It was Shanghai Pierce's home. He was a cattle baron, and I grew up in is a 11 rooms and 3 baths house, and it started my whole paranormal journey back in 76. I was fixing to turn 8 years old in November of that year. So I was 7 going on 8. And the interesting thing about that house is that before that, you know, I was told by my family to never, you know, that stuff is nonsense and everything. And then we move into this house. We got the house. It was like, the man who owned the land, he wanted us to take the house and land and farm the land and everything. And, you know, to help, you know, it's like help out with the property. And then, you know, we would be taking care of it, and that would pay the rent pretty much. So anyway, I got left in this 11 room and 3 bath house one night in August. And, I was in the bathtub in the upstairs bathroom, and I was laying in the bathtub, and there was a vanity mirror hanging over to my left on the door, and this ball of light started forming out of the corner. You know where you start going into that state where you're going to fall asleep? You know, you're in a nice hot bathtub, and you're kind of getting sleepy. Well, then there's this light, this ball of light with a white aura around it. It was like glowing bluish white, and it was out of the farthest corner of my eye, and I could see this thing pulsating. And I'm just laying there, and I start to wake up, and there's this, it's going on over to my left. So I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm curious, but I'm terrified at the same time. And it starts manipulating into this triangular form. And within, and then, like, time is just, like, going by. It's like, it feels like an eternity, but this is, like, just a few minutes that all this is happening. The bathroom's getting colder, and there's this form of what looks like a girl standing over to the left of me in the mirror, just staring at me, laying in this giant bathtub. You know, the giant bathtubs with the feet. They're really deep, mm-hmm. and, you know, you can, like, slip under into them.
Yes.
Well, anyway, this is all going on to my left, and now, up to that point, we'd been hearing noises and stuff like that in the house. But after this happened to me, you know, I'm just sitting there, and I'm terrified, and I'm afraid to move, and it's all going on, you know. And it's like I just froze, and I couldn't do anything except watch this thing staring at me. But, you know, after about a minute or two, I got the courage to just kind of turn and look at it, and as I turned, it vanished. And it just left me in this state of awe, you know, it's like, you know, it's like an eternity, but it's just like a couple of 3 minutes had went by, but it's like, wow. And then as this is going on, I'm feeling like I'm slipping under the water. Well, anyway, I took off running out of that bathroom. I was butt naked and almost slipped and fell down the stairs going down to the, you know, because this is upstairs bathroom. So I'm running, you know, and going down the stairs, and, you know, I'm like terrified. And, you know, after the, you know, the shock and all of it, I became very curious, because at the time it was going on, I was very curious, but I was scared. And I actually didn't believe in these things until this actually happened to me. So I went to the library, you know, a few months later when school started back.
And
actually talked with the librarian. Her name was Mrs. Wilson. And we, you know, I knew she liked stuff like that. I knew she liked ghosts and stuff like that, because she'd always... Yeah, in the library, she'd have these, you know, I'd have all the kids around Halloween. I had her for like 2 years at the elementary school, and I knew that she loved Halloween, and she loved ghosts and, you know, Dracula and all that kind of stuff. So I quietly approached her for fear of ridicule. I didn't want to tell everybody what was going on. So I went up to her one day in the library when there wasn't no one in there, and I just asked her, I'm like, you know, I told her I have this, what I think is a ghost in my house up in the bathroom. And I wanted to know what she thought about it. I want to know, you know, what she knew about ghosts and everything. And she said, well, she believed in them. And after that, I'm like, you know, I was on fire about this. So I like, well, every book that came in that was about ghosts and anything that had to do with that subject, I was the one who had all the books. You know, I kept rechecking them out. You remember those days when we actually went to the library?
Yes.
It's a shame that more people don't still go to the library. Libraries. Yeah, library was my favorite place. And, you know, I just learned so much about the paranormal, you know, and I started this journey in 1976 in that house. I didn't know what to think. I mean, it was terrifying. But then after that, you know, right after that happened, wasn't, you know, just like a week or two, stuff started happening in the house, you know, like water being left on and, you know, and at some point before that, water was being left on, too, and I got blamed for it. But then it just started happening in more frequency. It's like, it, you know, a switch flipped on, and then a lot of unusual things started happening inside of the house. Like, I could feel things around me. Like, one point I didn't get to tell you in the last interview I did with you is that the stairwell, the same stairwell on the spell down, the one that leads up to the second story, one day when the sun was shining on the panel, the wood paneling, I saw like a shadow ascending. And it's like it was inside of the wall that was ascending up to the second floor. I didn't get to tell you about that one. And and I was always wondering, you know, well, I saw all these things and I sensed all this stuff afterward. It was mostly hearing it and, you know, and maybe every occasionally seeing something that looked out of place and not really know how to explain it, but most of the time out of the corner of my eye, I don't know what it is about the corner of my eye, but the phenomenon that I generally kept, I don't see it head on, nor would I want to. It always happens over to, you know, like my side vision, where the farthest point of either side of my eye. It's like, you know, that feeling you get, that tingling that goes through your skin and the back of your neck, you know, that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that strange feeling you get when something's around you. I never had that until that experience. That never happened, you know, until after that. And after that, it was like, it, you know, just something turned on inside of me. And ever since 1976, in that old house, that old mansion, that 11-room and 3-bath house, I've had this, I don't know if you want to call it a gift or a curse, but, you know, it's been turned on ever since then.
Wow. Did you ever find out if that house had any history, you know, that could be,
yes,
you know, the cause?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the same librarian that
that's
I
right. Okay,
to,
that's
Mrs.
right. I
Wilson.
I'm remembering this. Didn't she say something to you about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I was fixing that. Yeah, you actually, I appreciate you doing that because you led me on to the next talking point.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
She actually, I went back and talked to her about that. And again, you know, the first time it was just like a meeting. And then the second time she approached me in the library and said, there's something I want to show you. So I went to the back with her to the microfiche machine. She had a microfiche set up in the back of the library, which most libraries had back then, the good ones. And she was a public librarian, too, for the city of El Campo, Texas. Keep in mind, this is all happening in Southeast Texas, about 60 miles south by southwest of Houston, which is where I was raised up there in South Texas. Yeah, the microfiche machine was set up, and we went back there, and she started moving these pictures around. She said, you know, there's something I remembered. There was a story that I remembered when I was a kid about, you know, about something. She started moving the pictures around on the microfiche, and she found it. She said, aha, there it is. She pointed out that there was a girl that had drowned in that bathtub. It was in the newspaper reported there was a drowning in the house in 1947. So it's kind of, you know, it's like,
And you saw
you know,
her.
That's
you saw
pretty
her.
Compelling.
Wow.
And I saw the girl. Now, this is what I believe. I believe this with all of my heart. And all the things that have happened, the plethora of things, myriad of things that have happened to me, whether I wanted them to or not at different times since I started researching the paranormal, it's the best case definition of what I witnessed was a full torso apparition to my left, hanging in the vanity mirror on the door, on the wall there, on the door, you know. So, yeah, and finding out that she had drowned in the house, her name was Abigail Pierce. And the strange thing is, of course, the internet, I've tried to find the record for this, because I remember seeing it very clearly, you know, when I was 8 years old. At that time, I was already 8, so we were just looking at this, and I've looked everywhere for this. And I've not found anything about his granddaughter, Shanghai Pierce, or her drowning. But it was there in the El Campo newspaper. Maybe it was just never dictated to the internet. But I know what I saw, and I know what I read with her and Miss Wilson that day. And
yeah.
Then, you know, I know what I felt, too, because it was the feelings after that. We lived there another 3 years. My brother, he stewarded the land, and we lived in the house for another 3 years. So, yeah.
And did anybody else
finding that out? That just
see
like
her? Did
after
anyone
that,
else
I'm
see
like,
her,
wow, I've got
to.
It was just me, and there was a question you asked in the other interview, Jennifer, that I never got to answer because
okay.
I was, you know, we kind of got sidetracked, and I'm going to go ahead and get to that now.
All right.
Okay. The question that you had asked me in 2016 regarding the Pierce house was that did anyone else in my family sense this or did they see anything? My sister-in-law Robbie and I, the story I told you before, we actually, Mork and Mindy was a show that used to be in syndication in 76. As you probably remember, we were sitting there in the den or on a Davenport, which is a fancy name for an old Western couch, I guess. We were sitting there watching Mork and Mindy on the telly, and just out of nowhere, this TV started staticking, and the plug flew out of the wall. So even though we didn't see it, she saw the plug fly out of the wall, and she thought I did it. She thought I was the one that was doing it. And I said, no, I'm sitting with you. So that was an experience that I had together with my sister-in-law, Donna. But as far as them sensing or seeing anything, it was mainly me. I guess, you know, they say children, you know, are very sensitive. We were very sensitive when we were kids, you know, most of us. Some people have more of an open mind than others about it.
Right.
I truly didn't believe in it. But, you know, after that happened, I had really no choice. I mean, you know, when something like that happens to you, you start questioning. You start wanting answers about it. And that's what started my journey in the paranormal. And as far as the rest of the family, my brother thought I was full of crap. You know, he'd say, you're stupid. You're doing it. You're leaving the lights on. You're leaving the water on. We had a well under the house. It had running water under the house. And years later, I read some books about running water as a possible catalyst that creates paranormal activity. So, I wonder if the running water under the house had anything to do with that. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're going to have to go to a break. But I posted some pictures in the chat room that we're going to talk about on the other side of break. And we're talking to Fabian Trahan on Paramania Radio. And we'll be right back after these important messages.
So that's life.
Hey, Alan, what are you doing on Thursday?
I'm doing Understanding Spirit on the Paramania Radio Network. But you should know that, Dave, because you co-own the station.
Well, yeah, but hey, I had to get you to talk about it somehow. But it's an awesome show. You talk with some awesome guests every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. UK time, right here, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Thanks, Dave. That's life.
As funny as it may seem.
If you would like to be kept up to date on upcoming show information and events here on Paramania Radio, then please take the time to click on the like button above the chat room to like our Facebook page, and click on follow to follow us on Twitter. Thank you for listening to Paramania Radio.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Back to the Haunted Chronicles. Let's give shout outs to everyone in the chat rooms. I see Nick, Tiffany, Tracy, Dave, Desi, Kandui, Kara E, Indy Dwayne, Heidi G, KLF, Mary, Monique, Kim, Maggie, my owl friends, Junebug, Brandon, Rick, Christy, Sherry. On the fringe, we got Michael and Smog and. I can see a little bit better now. Brian, Michael, Stacy, and I'm sure I missed a bunch of people, but thank you. Thanks for coming. Okay, Fabian, you were going to tell us a story that we never heard before. The key word is Sanchez.
Yes, it was. Yes, well, most of the people that know me and know my story, and the list is growing. After the Pierce experience in 1979, my sister met this. She had a fiance. She met this fella, and they got engaged. And his name was Eddie Sanchez. And I say was because unfortunately he passed away. But he was my brother-in-law for like 3 or 4 years. Well, before they ever got married, we actually went to this house in El Campo, Texas again. Well, Pierce, Texas and El Campo are really close together. A lot of people say Pierce is El Campo and El Campo is Pierce. But this was closer over on the other end of Wharton County. So, anyway, we moved in with Eddie's parents out there in El Campo on the other end of Wharton County. It was a 11-room. Oh wait, no. It was a 5-room and 2-bath house. Okay, and 2 stories. Well, anyway, Eddie's grandmother was ensconced upstairs, and she was an unusual lady. I was told by Eddie and his little brother Michael that, you know, our grandmother is eccentric, and she lives upstairs, and to not go near her. Okay, so I'm trying to lay the basis for the story, and I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. Didn't want to go near this lady, and my sister and I, we kind of just stayed to ourselves until Eddie got off of work, and then they would go. You know, and then I kind of helped out with the chores around there and everything. Well, Steve, Eddie's dad, this was his mother. And she was like, you know, just really, really quiet. Never came downstairs. They always took her food to her upstairs. Really, you know, strange. So anyway, one day I finally asked Michael, I'm like, hey, why is she so reclusive? Why doesn't she ever come down? And this is Eddie's little brother, Michael, and he's like, well, she's a bruja. And I've never heard of that. You know, I didn't know what that was. I'm trying to figure out, what's a bruja? And she said, it's a witch. She's a witch. And if she doesn't like you, she'll hurt you. And I'm like, oh, wow. That's crazy. So I'm like, oh, really? And I'm thinking, you know, he's just telling me that because he doesn't know me. He doesn't like us, my sister and I staying there with him. And I'm like, okay. So he's like, yeah, she's a bruja. She's a white witch. And she had these owls. And he's like, well, she stays up there. All she does is stay up there with her dead owls. And I'm like, okay. So anyway,
her dead owls?
I didn't go near the woman. She kept dead owls in her room.
They're statues, not fake owls, like not dead owls that are stuffed. It's right.
No, they were. I never went into her room, but from what Michael told me, Michael said that they were dead owls. They were dead, and she had all kinds of other stuff up there too. I never saw any of that, the crux of the story is when Eddie's dad one day, after doing some chores around the farm there, because this is a farm again, and it's like, hey, baby, and I'm sitting on the couch, he comes in, he says, could you take this water and food up to my mother? Now, after what Michael told me, I'm like, oh, really? You want me to take this food up to this woman? Yeah, right? I'm like, you actually want me to do this? And she's like, he's like, yeah. And, you know, they're letting us stay there. And, you know, and already Michael had said something to the effect that she doesn't like you, and she doesn't like Jeanette, your sister. And him telling me, well, she does, you know, she hurts people she doesn't like. And let me go, hang on, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of my skis here.
Okay, okay. A bruja. Slow down, you're good.
The story about Eddie, had said that his grandmother, because Michael told me this, I went to Eddie, and Eddie confirmed the story, or what Michael was saying, that they had a neighbor who had sold a diseased hog to their, you know, to his dad and mom, and that 3 days later, he dropped dead out in his yard, and, you know, he's kind of scaring me with all this stuff, you know.
A diseased
and
hog.
Then
another
diseased breeding hog.
Go on.
Yes, it is a diseased breeding hog. So, and that's, you know, to a farmer, you know, you're breeding your hogs, you don't want one that's going to end up dying. But anyway, he died.
Well, yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was asked by Eddie's dad to carry this food up to this unusual bruja lady, who, by the way, brujas are, to those that don't know, they're in Hispanic folklore, they are considered witches. See, the owl story is actually, it's called a lechuza. Okay, and that was the word he kept saying. Michael kept emphasizing the word lechuza. And, you know, lechuza means owl in Spanish. But the thing about these owls is that they're white owls. They're like Taitos. You know what owl species are? A Taito is like a barn owl. And you look at these owls, if you see the owl's face, you're fine. But if you see the face of someone that you recognize in that owl's face, according to this Hispanic folklore, then that person that you're seeing the face of is going to die very soon. It's sort of like the banshee. You know, of course, you know what the banshee story is, where the banshees, you know, they screech, and then, you know, you hear them screeching and everything. Someone in the family's going to die. Well, similar to that. Well, anyway, I was asked to take food and water up to this lady. So I proceed to get up halfway up the stairs, guys, and something wrapped around me. Something just wrapped around me, and I froze. I could go up another step. I got halfway up the stairs, and I couldn't move. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what is going on? Something hit, like, totally enveloped me. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then I hear this voice up in that room, and the lady says, son, he needs your help. Eddie's dad, Steve, comes up there and sticks his arms out and says, here, let me have that. As soon as he grabs it out of my hands, it's like a pair of vice grips and snap from around me. And that's the story that I haven't told. I haven't got to tell anybody because we always talk about, you know, the Pierce house, which is great. And I love that story because that is why I just started this whole journey. But the Bruja, I'm telling you, man, for about a year, I'd look up at the trees and I would look, you know, in barns and I'd be freaking out. But the fascinating thing is not long after that, I went to live back with my mother. And there was a mile and a half walk to the bus stop. And one morning, I was walking to the bus stop to get on the bus to go to school. And this beautiful owl, not white or anything, it was just like a regular barn. It was hopping post fence post to fence post following me as I'm walking down the road. You know, it's like right as dusk is starting to, you know, change and transition over to early daylight. This owl is hopping and following me along the road going to the school bus stop. And that I'm like, wow, man, this is really cool. So I gained an appreciation once I read about owls and their attachment to different cultures. The owl is actually a very fascinating bird. And it has, there's a lot of cultures and other legends about owls.
Yes.
Owls are cool. They're not scary, but that really happened to me, and I appreciate y'all letting me share that, because I never got to share that
one. Of course.
And I thought I'd bring that up. Yeah.
Hey, Fabian, you know how quick time goes here. I definitely want to get to your new project you're working on and your ghost cam stuff. So tell the listeners all about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, I'll talk about what's going on right now. We're doing the Parasanctum. Last time I talked to y'all, I was telling Jennifer I wanted to tell her more about ectophobia. And ectophobia is something I've been working on since 2000, but it wasn't called that back in 2000. But it's the general premise of the idea that I wanted to come up with. I just didn't have a name for it. And next time, if y'all have me back, I want to tell you the story about why I came up with the name of ectophobia. It's actually in the timeline of stories. One that I'm trying to finish, but I'm trying to get a hold of my sister to get her permission to finish it, because if I ever want to publish this, you know, I don't want her coming back after me. So this is actually a very striking story. It's about possession and a Ouija board, and we'll talk about that some other time if y'all have me back.
That sounds like a good story. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Parasanctum, ectophobia. Ectophobia is, it translated, it means fear of the beyond. And the moniker I use to research and identify what you fear. And a lot of people, you know, they kind of can screw that. They think, well, we don't fear the paranormal. Well, what I mean by that is in our innermost, we're doing an investigation. I don't care how seasoned you are. There may be an element of something always about the paranormal that's going to scare you just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You ever notice how most paranormal researchers, they're in groups? There's a reason for that. So, Ectophobia Radio is what I've come up with. I started that actually in 2014 on MixLR. It didn't work out too good. I brought it back, and I created the Parasanctum, which is a paranormal sanctuary. The Parasanctum is actually an app on Google Play now, too. So, if you have Android, you can actually get the Parasanctum, and you can get it at Google. But I'll give you the rundown about the Parasanctum. It's a paranormal stories.
Oh, no.
It was a paranormal thing. I know that much.
We lost our buddy. Where did he go? Is he gone, Dave?
Well, he was talking about his apps that he's developing, and you could pretty much find all of Fabian's information on FabianTrahan.com, which is spelled FabianTrahan.com. And there's a lot of free apps if you look that up on, if you look up Ectophobia or Parasanctum on your residence device. I think he's back. I think he's back.
Yay! Okay, cool. There you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. But, and the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the Ghost Cam ZX portal, which I started in, like, 1997. and officially brought it out in 1999, and it was a place you could go to watch all the different...
I mean, hello, sweetie.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow, what was that?
There you are. Yeah, there you are.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Some technical difficulties,
well, okay.
Possibly?
That's okay. That's all right. Well, yeah, absolutely. I didn't know what it was. But, yeah, the Ghost Cam ZX portal is where I want to talk about the Ghost Cam ZX portal if I got time.
Go ahead.
It's actually, yeah, I just wanted to let people know that if you want to set up or have a online cam already set up in a haunted location, I would love to build the scripts for your app. It'll have one dynamic and one static. And what happens is that the dynamic, when you load the page, it'll show it refreshing. And the static will be the original image that loads. So if anything looks different, then you can actually, screen capture it or screenshot it. And it becomes a capture. I actually had a portal with all these on it from 1999 to 2007. And it was the largest ghost cam portal in the world. And I had to let that go. I had a server crash, and I went into truck driving. So, yeah, I was wanting to ask people if they want to join me on that new quest that I'm working on, the Ghost Cams Experiment Portal, email me at Fabiano7, that's F-A-B-I-A-N, letter O, 7 at hotmail.com. And I'll give you instructions on how to set up your cam. If you have a haunted location, and we can get it noticed. And, of course, I want that to be private, and all info will remain confidential and secure.
I want a ghost cam.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, if you have a cam set up, then we can get the word out about it. Actually, I sent you a link earlier, Jimmy, about the Willard Library. And that cam has been running since 2004 with their permission. And if you want to, you can put that in the chat. That's that one I sent you.
Yeah, I posted some pictures in the chat earlier from some of your ghost cams.
Right.
And I hope
I really appreciate that. Yeah, and that's the Ghost Cam ZX portal. That'll be coming back. I'm hopefully getting that back online by the first of 2019. And it's going to be bigger and better than it ever was. And all the people that are listening that have known me for many years, they know exactly what it is. I actually got some very notable people in there. I actually had Peter James come in there one time and leave a message in my guest book. So it was pretty cool.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, Peter James. Jackie? Yeah, I love Peter James. He was great. He was one of my heroes.
Holy mackerels. So what about the apps on the, what can they search for, in the Play Store or whatever for your apps on the on their phones and stuff?
Sure, you just type Parasanctum if you want to go and look at this app that I'm telling you about right now, the Paranormal Radio and Talk. I'm actually going to be interviewing people in the future when I get Skype and MixMinus figured out. And I'd love to interview you. If I ever had the chance, it would be... It'd be amazing if I could interview you on the Parasanctum.
Well, Jennifer, you should get an appointment with that interview.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Of course I'd do that for you.
Well, I appreciate
my
that.
Pleasure.
It's a reciprocal thing.
You know how I am. Darlene and Spooky Steven and Corey snuck in. Thank you. Oh, okay.
There you go. So, Fabian, we don't have a ton of time left, but... Tell us, there's that's a library. One of the pictures that Jimmy posted in the chat room, there's two that fascinate me. The other one, I can't tell what it is, but there's one with a figure on the floor, a dark shape on the floor. And then there's one of the gentlemen down one of the aisles kind of standing there. And then there's one with a face. Where was that?
You say the one with the face? That was in a studio in England. And I can't remember the name, but that's been like 15 years ago. I can't see the picture, so I really can't elaborate on them. I'm not in the chat right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, it looks like a children's...
Like a library?
School library, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, and it's like a crawling figure on the carpet.
Yeah.
The
yeah, it's the children's library. That's in Evansville, Indiana. That's the Willard Library. That CAM, the CAM script I sent Jimmy is actually, that is the very same library today. That is the actual CAM that I built, and it actually has, it works like a VCR or a DVR. I'll send it to Jennifer too, so she can look at it, because she really likes this library. So I'm gonna send that. I'm gonna send that link to you as well, Jennifer, in Messenger.
Okay.
And you get to look at it, and you get to see if anything changes, and you can actually rewind it and play it back with VCR. And I built that in 2003 and released it in 2004.
Oh, that's awesome!
And it's still running. It's been running for 15 years. It's been running. It's been online, and it still works. So I'm going to do a much better job with that. That's going to be all new stuff when I release it. Back then it was dial-up. Well, this is, you know, high-speed Wi-Fi internet. And everything works so much better now. So it's like a piece of candy. It's like a carrot at the end of a stick. I got to get back into this. I got to do it again. I got to do the ghost camps. But I got to get volunteers to volunteer their haunted locations.
Oh, yeah. We'll figure something
in order
out.
To, you know, take off with it. Because most, most of the locations are, they're gone. Oh, I got one in my den, so I know there's two.
Wow, Catherine just snuck in.
And we have a spirit in our house. So, we have one. I have to send you the video of the captures we got. But I don't believe in investigating your own house. But, you know, I was just checking the house for security, and there's this beautiful ball of light glowing, and then it zooms across the middle of the den. And we've had ornaments touched in our house at Christmas. They would just be sitting there, and something dumps it. So,
holy mackerel, we're out of time.
FabianSavian.com.
It goes so fast. It goes so fast. I know.
Thank you for joining us again. We'll have you
back
again soon.
I appreciate y'all so much.
You're welcome.
All right, good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah, I look forward to coming
back.
Good night, y'all. Good night.
Good night. Good night.